Blog Talk Radio.
Better day.
we're taking this Sunday for everybody. Don't forget, as we pray for you on the Sunday, that's a breakthrough coming for you. I want to tell you, Psalms 119, Psalms 23, get ready for God to bless you this morning. I thought about all the killing that have been going on, the mass murder, the shooting. And one of God is still in control. I want to take this time out, pray for you and you. Those that have a need, you plant a seed. Wherever you might be, God is still in control. Either if my people that are called by my name humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal the land. And we need a healing right now. We need a healing from God. But we need to repent from all the evil, all the violence and the killings all over the world. God is still in control. I want you to know that. I want you to understand where we're going now. We're going into a situation where we would not embrace the oneness of God. But I want to tell you this morning, every door closed will open up. It might seem like it's dark and desolate, but God got a way. And as I pray this morning, those that are locked up in jail, those that are sick in the hospital, those minds are disturbed, mothers and lost sons and daughters, dads and lost husband and wife, we're in a situation where it's evil all around the world, but we've got to stay focused. The God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe, the God of our ancestors watching over us. They come too far for us to stop now. Father God, we come at this hour to touch and heal men and women. God, we ask you to touch that mother that lost the son, that lost the daughter. They all shook up this morning. God, we know that you're a healer, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. And we ask you to come right now and heal that mind, that body. Move that cataract, that cancer, that cataract. Whatever body that they need, that rheumatism, I'm calling on the God of the universe right now this morning. Come in and touch every family. They not understand, but I want to tell you, God is the healer, God of the sun, the God of the water, the God of the wind, God of our ancestors. I say, our ancestors. I come to our ancestors to bring love and joy, and we standing beside our ancestors. They want you to do better. And I want to tell you this morning, I just feel a kind of way that God's going to do something special for you. You've been going through a loss already, but I want to tell you this. Exodus 14:14 that Moses stand back and watch the salvation of God. I want to tell you, give body, mind, soul, and spirit to God. Those are graduating. Those have graduated, and they graduated, did their course, and the devil come and took their life. We're praying for all those deaths. I say. The war over the Middle East, war in Ukraine, people homeless, people have nowhere to sleep and eat. But I still know that God said high, and God looked low. I want to thank you, Mary Hawkins. I want to thank you, Pearl, and every letter, every telephone call, all the names I can't call, but people have called for prayer and said breakthrough coming. I want to decree that breakthrough come for you this month. I want the month of June and July to be a month of breakthrough. I say. Things that you're going through, peace with your family, peace with your husband, peace with your wife, peace with your son, your daughter. I'm asking God to look and do something special. And I want to tell you, God is able. No failure in God. I want you to let God in this morning and let God break this yoke for you. And as God break this yoke for you, I got a piece where we were doing early in the year. We talked about man, God, and God reign, and God reign over everything.
Mm-hmm. You don't understand this. You don't understand what's going on. You don't understand why you're in jail. You don't understand why you ain't got no job. But God be the glory. God be the strength. And God's going to give you what you need. I'm telling you, don't turn back. Come too far. Turn back now.
Turn back. You didn't put too much work in.
You went too far. Turn back. You got to keep forward. I want to share with you this morning. I talked to the chief who will be going up to South Dakota to the Healing Mountain. God bless you. Praying for Dr. Coleman. There's no child on earth, Dr. Coleman. Sister, 91 years old, friend from tonight's family. God bless you. God, those that are listening to Block Talk Radio, those that are looking on YouTube, simulcast. God's going to give you what you need. I'm telling you, don't turn back. Come too far. Turn back now. Turn, you went too far. Turn back. You got to keep forward. I want to share with you this morning. I talked to the chief who will be going up to South Dakota to the Healing Mountain. God bless you. Praying for Dr. Coleman. There's no child on earth, Dr. Coleman. That's the African sister, 91 years old. Praying for my family. God bless you. Those that are listening to Block Talk Radio, those that are looking on YouTube, simulcast, as Paul see, as God give us strength and spirit, doors and phones open. I want you, your mind to open up. All that way, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes him cannot perish, to have everlasting. I pray for you, Sister Adrian, and praying for you, Vicky. Praying for you, Marilyn, and praying for you. I want to let you know, I'm praying for you. God will do some special answers. George, I'm praying for you. I want you to God's labor for sure. ever been around. In all thy ways, acknowledge God and he will. He lied and lied and still lied. Lied and took us from Africa and put us in a place where we were killed, raped, robbed, and hung and lynched. And that's still happening. I want you to get ready this morning, God, to carry you to another level. To a level of success, or healing, and deliverance, and breakthrough. Or a level where you can be at peace. You know, what's going on this morning with the 50 kill down in Florida, 100 kill in New Orleans, 50 kill in Chicago, 25 shot down in Detroit, 75 shot down in Boston and Washington, D.C., the capital. Ain't nobody said nothing. I want you to know, said high, he looked low. But all the attack on me, the attack on the human race, that they tell you that you don't need no woman. You don't need that attack on God. It's dangerous to attack God. You can attack anybody else, Father, but it's woe unto you that attack God's little church like a millstone hung around your neck and throw it in the sea. Get ready for storm after storm, flood after flood, tornado after tornado, fire after fire, because we have violated God's order. God makes law. Man obeys law. Man don't make law. God makes law. And man must obey law. Thank God for Father's Day. Thank God for every man that set up, that knows that he's a man and God's life. Thank God for you.
Thank God for you. And thank God that you know that what's going on today, that God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to get ready this morning for God to bless you in a special way. Get ready for a door to open up for you in a special way. And when that door opens up for you, in a special way, God will cover you and keep you in perfect peace. I want you to get ready, to touch you in a special way. And whatever God will do, he will do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want God to do it where man will know God is God. And God's going to keep on blessing you. Time, and sometimes they turn it back. God has always left a door open up for you. I just want you to receive that blessing that God got for us. It seems like the people turn it back. But I want you to know God is still in the blessing business. And whatever you need, God got what you need. God got to open the door. Doors can close, but I guarantee you, they open back up. Man cannot turn his back on God. God is still in the business of keeping us up and safe. I want to thank you this morning for coming. I thank you this morning for being involved, every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. I want to thank you for calling and saying, Bishop, we had a little problem, but we hung on in now. I would thank God that you stayed focused and you stayed on the case, that you didn't let the devil trap you where you couldn't make it for God's word. And I want to let you know God's able to do anything. There's no failure in God, failure in man, but there's no failure in God. Praise God. And I want you to know, whatever the devil try to do, God have already opened it up for you. God has already got that door wide open up for you. There's a door that closed have already been working for you. I want you to stay calm, okay? This is the month of our angels. You might need to call our show. You might need to become involved. Or maybe you need to be involved. The angel of this month, God, an angel that will watch over you, and the angel Raziel, and the angel coming forth. So you get ready for the angel to make the door open for you. Get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for God to touch you. Don't let go. Hold on to God and change your hand. Sometimes you don't understand. The word has already been given, the power of God. They're given to you. You got to hold on and let go. God is able to carry you to that next level. And so, Bishop Hyde got there. And let go. And God opened up that door, that closed. I just want you to get ready this morning. Every letter in the telephone call. I'm praying much for you, Lisa, and this for you. Joe, I'm praying for you. I want you to get ready. There's a lot going on in the news. You need to stay prayerful. You need to stay with the word of God as I talk this morning. As I get ready for a door to open up at 11 o'clock hour. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be wanting. I want you to know, whatever you're going to do, you do a quick fast in the area. In the name of the Almighty God, doors closed will open up. People running will come back. Because we need a transfer of the word. We need to know that God, gospel heals body, mind, soul, and spirit. Don't forget, I want you to know that God is able. Bless you. I want you to give me a call, 708-582-0372. I got a word for you this morning. Spirit just told me to give that word to you personally. 708-582-0372. Now, if you don't call, it ain't for you. But if you call, it's for you. Because I'm motivated by the Spirit. If you got a need, you plant a seed. Go to my website, thusseedamen.com, and plant your seed. Or go to Cash Out and hit Bishop T.T. again. I'll come up. But you got to have to need something you want God to do for you. In the next 24 hours, the Spirit told me God to do it for you. I'm praying for the healing of the Holy Spirit. I'm praying for somebody that needs right now. In the name of the Almighty God, at the 11 o'clock hour, God will heal you. You know, 11 to 12. On Sunday, on Wednesday, from 9 to 10, we 10 to 11. And that's for you to call in and ask questions. At this 11 o'clock hour, God got something special for you. You just going through, I'm praying for you. This is the Barbara Ann. I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Rachel, I'm praying for you. In all that way, acknowledge God. In another, I'm praying for you. Sam Harris, I'm praying for you and your family, those that have been going through something. I want to tell you this morning, I feel a kind of way that God is going to bring things. With all that going on, with all the killings that happened, the shooting at graduation, and people being killed, my son walked in the store with a pistol. He told you, what are you doing with a pistol anyway? But anyway, because of evil spirit, got a bunch of these kids, and they caught up with the bunch of spirit. So we got to be strong enough, and we got to be strong enough to hold a prayer to change things. If my people are called by their name, I'm going to be something great. I will hear the name. God will hear them. You have to humble yourself and pray. God will hear the name. You hear body, mind, soul, and spirit. It's so much going on. You got to let go and let God right now. Father God, I come at this hour again. That's what you're hearing. I come at this hour again as you touch cataract, tumor, high blood pressure right now. I come right now, Father God, to touch that breast cancer right now, that prostate cancer, that kidney. God, whatever it takes, God, we ask for your healing right now. Heal, heal, heal in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I decree your healing, body, mind, soul, right now. The glory of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost will come in and heal right now. Glory, hallelujah. Let God heal. Let God come in. Let God heal. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Don't let go. Let God. He'll do it every time. I want you to get ready. The best gospel mix for you, you and your Francis community.
How much easy thing for you to do? Your head moving right now. You were still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. And your voice is calling me out. Right now, I know you're able.
Thank you. Thanks,
you.
Praise God for the power. Praise God for the Holy Spirit. Get ready, get ready.
With my Yeah.
tell you tonight, I know a man.
For a special person. Good morning.
Thank you. We talk about cashback. We talk about cashback.